What year was it when you came to First Methodist?
I came to First Methodist in 1984, September.
And he'd been minister there for
18 years.
18 years. So his fingerprint is still on that church today in 2013.
All over.
But you, too, have a fingerprint on that church. Didn't you bring the community ministries idea?
Yes, I did. We waited a year to do that. I wanted to teach and preach the Bible, and I wanted to talk about the major big ideas in the Bible and the Christian faith. So I preached from September to the next September, and then we had a Mobilizing the Laity for Ministry event. I preached Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday morning. We'd hired Jessica Moffat in the process of that, and she really lit up with that. Later, we put her in charge of that, and she went and did those missions herself. She hired Connie Cole Jeske now. Connie picked up those missions, and she's done them elsewhere. People from Candler do them. Students from ORU do them. Dr. Thomas said Jesus spent his time preaching, teaching, and healing. I believe the church is believing, belonging, and becoming. These were the themes that went through the whole of my time there. Remember, one of the ministry groups was when the economy was so low, we had jobs first, and Debbie Pruitt came. She was doing her doctorate over at Oklahoma State University. She was there, I think, on Tuesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon. If you needed a job, you called her. If you knew somebody that needed a job, you called her. I think American Airlines hired 16 of our people. Hmm. We got them jobs, and some of them didn't have ways to get there. Somebody gave us an old Oldsmobile, a diesel 98 Oldsmobile. That thing bites you after dark. It just quit on you. And I told the guy who gave it to us, I will make fun of that car. Then we had dealers in our church, automobile dealers. We said, if you got an old dog, it's not going to get much out of it, give it to the church. Get tax credit for it. We'd get some dealer to give us that. Men in the church took that tire building next door to us, Berggraf, I think it was called, and they would repair those old cars. Then that grew to be a ministry, a huge ministry. We had probably 15 men working on those cars. If a person needed a car who was a member of First Methodist and another one needed it who was not, we gave it to the one who was not. And then carpool with that person didn't have one until we had a car there. Hmm. You know, they'd given away more than 300 cars while I was there.
Wow.
And that went on for a year or two. Maybe it's still going on. I don't know. But ministries like that that have never happened anywhere else, as far as I know, happened. And it was wonderful. We had simple things, handyman. A lot of people can do carpet work and need something done in your house. You call Debbie and she'd send somebody out there. One lady was real cute. She said, I got a light bulb over my stairs. I can't get up there to change that light bulb. Said this nicest man comes and changes it for me. Said, I managed to get up there and screw the light bulb loose so the man had to come back and put me a light bulb. He's a real nice guy. Things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing time.